Everybody, welcome to Gelbalize Gelb, the gelb that just can't gelb itself. Ha ha, just kidding. This is actually Hanalyze This, the self-help podcast that just can't help itself. I am one of two Hannahs, Hannah Gelb, and I will be bringing you this episode solo today because Hannah Hart had some pressing matters to attend to. And I thought, since we are in the first week of 2022, we could have a little discussion of resolutions. And by that, I mean, I will talk to myself and you will listen, hopefully. Yeah, resolutions. Are they helpful? Not helpful? Has any human being ever actually stuck to a resolution? I don't think I know any. But these are things we will think about today. So listen and enjoy. Hello, earbuds. Welcome to 2022 and a Gelby for you. I hope that you guys had a nice end of December and a new year. It was a little rocky over here, as may have been for some of you due to COVID scares. Definitely had a very quiet, lonely New Year's. But on the bright side, I did watch all of season one of The Witcher, and that makes me very proud, and I get to think about Henry Cavill. So, win. I definitely, especially, what's today? Today is Friday. Okay, Wednesday, this past Wednesday was my first day back at work, and I thought I was gonna die. I was so sad and depressed and just really experiencing the post-holiday, post-vacation blues, because of course I went in with all these ideas of all the things I was going to accomplish over the break and all the amazing adventures I would have, and it was really just pretty quiet and a lot of sleeping in, a lot of staying at home. And that's okay, but, you know, it didn't look like a lot on paper, so I had a little spiral about that. And I was going to just not do resolutions this year, like I have not done for the past 7-8 years, I think. I just kind of gave up somewhere along the way. But then my dad was like, my resolution is to practice the ukulele every day, and I've done it so far. And I was like, oh man, maybe I should like actually try. The problem I have with resolutions and with any new routine, new habit, learning anything, is I have a very hard time finding the balance between reasonable expectations and still challenging myself. I mean, I don't want to set myself up for failure, but I also don't want to underestimate my abilities or how capable I am. I want challenging but not unreasonable, and this is very hard because that's kind of a gray area, and I think in black and white. So, but you know, that's really just fear. When I think about resolutions, when I think about trying to form new habits, I get all these thoughts like, oh, I don't know how, and it's like I can't figure out how to make expectations for myself and then try and fail and blah, blah, blah. And that is just all fear. It sounds like, because fear so often sounds like sophisticated science to me, like my brain's coming up with really good propaganda, but it's really just fear. And that is why I have decided the theme or tema for 2022 for this gelb is face your fears like the Utada Hikaru song, which is the theme song from Kingdom Hearts 3. If you haven't listened to it, give it a spin. Fantastic. So really, I guess my main resolution is the like zero. So I have like resolutions listed out in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But like the introductory 0-0 resolution is face your fears. So what comes to mind is a lot of the time, you know, people will tell me, well, that's just the way you do things. And that makes me kind of confused. I don't really know How much to believe that? Yeah, there are things that I need to accept about myself, probably. But there are also ideas I have about myself that are outdated and I need to challenge them. For example, I am bad at being an adult. Like in my head, I'm a 5-year-old. And that's not helpful. But yeah, so that means for me, that's like, oh, I don't understand money or taxes or homes or retirement or investing or dishwashers or like insurance and buying a car. I mean, I think what is more realistic is I find those things boring. But if I could learn the Japanese language, I think I can learn like how investing works. I mean, but my idea of myself is like, oh, but I'm just a floating leaf in the wind and I don't have time for such worldly things that don't matter. I'm in the realm of the spirit. And that, I think that's really more of a infantilizing attitude that I have. And really, I think it's also kind of a defense mechanism. It's kind of like, well, I'm not very capable, but I can be charming sometimes and funny, so I'll just have other people take care of me too. I guess I just missed out on being capable and confident because I grew up in the suburbs and I don't know how to do anything and I'm useless. And I really want to start chipping away at that. I think I can see a future where I see myself differently, but oh, good God. I don't know how long that's going to take. Maybe 40, 50 years? Okay, so far I have sort of ranged all over the place with my philosophies and hang-ups about resolutions. Let's take a quick break and then I will actually discuss what the resolutions are.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back, earbuds. We are now in part 2 of Gelby Resolutions. And I have a few more philosophical things to say. I think, in addition to everything I mentioned before, it's so hard for me to do resolutions or new habits, because in order for them to stick, it really has to come from a loving place. And I so often am coming from this mean, like Mrs. Trunchbull. Or was she a Ms. Trunchbull? It doesn't matter. But like, just this mean disciplinarian, like sports coach who hates everyone. Just like, it feels heavy and difficult and tiring, just even attempting. So I think I need to, you know, I have to feel that love a little bit and not just think about it, but really like feel it for myself. So, you know, that's no problem. Just That will probably take, 40 years or so, but I'll start doing working on it today. Okay, what are my actual resolutions? Number one, make the bed. Oh, God, why? I know. I think I've read studies that people who make the bed are happier. And also, when I have made it on the odd occasion, I'm always like, oh, wow, look at that. That just, like, looks so much nicer. And like, I just feel a little less anxious. But I struggle to do it because, number one, I'm 5 in my brain and I never outgrew my obstinate phase. I'm just like, no, don't tell me what to do. Yeah, I'm 36 years old. Okay, anyways. And also I kind of, I just feel like a part of me enjoys like the chaos. You know, I'm like Yennefer. Chaos lives inside me. And I'm like, what is the point of making the bed? And you're just going to get in it again. It's fine if it's a huge nest of blankets. But the reason I picked this was because it's very easy and fast. And if you do it first thing in the morning, maybe it'll be like a little boost. Like, oh, look at me. I'm not chaos after all. I am Captain Gelb of the SS Gelbish. Second, put clothes away when taken off instead of dropping them on the floor. Yeah, maybe I'll take a picture of my floor right now and show it to you guys because it's a little bonks. Yeah, this is going to be tough. What's funny is I'll like drop them on the floor and be like, try not to do that. It'd be good if you just take 6 seconds, put that away. And I'm like, well, but I don't mean right now. I mean, in the future, which never comes, I'll put the clothes away instead of just dropping them on the floor. Number three, take medication at the same time every day. I think this will make it easier to remember and also hopefully be more effective. Because I need those drugs to work, you know? By the way, I started with the most simple ones, I think. The ones that are really within my control. And then I will just proceed to the more nebulous, impossible-seeming things. Number four, learn to drive my car. Yes, update. Hannah Gelb has a new car, and it is a manual transmission because I don't know if any of you guys live in anywhere, but a used car right now is so expensive, and manuals are a lot cheaper. And I was like, I can learn to do that. That'll be like a cool thing that I'll be able to do. I'll just, yeah, no problem. So I now have a car. I'm a little scared to drive it. And I'm going to put in a little practice every day. I do have a few trips under my belt. There was a lot of jerking and scary sounds. But that's part of the learning process. And that's like a really, I think I can definitely achieve that one. Because if I don't, I won't be able to go anywhere. So that'll be really satisfying to cross off. Okay, moving on. Number five, I would like to begin a job journal. I think on every to-do list in my life that I've ever created, I have written this vague, unhelpful bullet point, which is research job / school / interests. And I thought since I'm going into this new year, not really knowing where I'm going to be in like 3-4 months, it would be good to document the process of searching for other jobs and kind of record what I'm looking at and how I'm feeling about it, but also like all of the unhelpful thoughts that come up, just to see like probably how common they are, and hopefully just see like, wow, had all those thoughts over and over and over again. Doesn't mean they're true though. Interesting. For example, I found a job just recently that I thought looks really cool, and I was like, well, it's not, like, perfect, and, I mean, you know, it's like, you don't really know, just already just trying to talk myself out of it, but that is the fear, and the tema of 2022 is face your fears. Here's what I've been thinking. When I look at a job or a school program or something, my brain immediately comes up with all the reasons it's wrong and they seem really correct. But there's not really a right or wrong, up or down movement in life. There's only movement and non-movement. It's impossible to choose a wrong thing. Does this make sense? Like, sometimes I imagine my life is this diagonal line. And if I don't make the right move, I'm going to fall off the line into question mark? Like, aren't I supposed to, you know, have all the adult milestones by now? But that's just not realistic. I actually find quantum mechanics very comforting in this regard. Because, okay, what is every single thing on the planet made of? Molecules. And what are molecules made of? Atoms. What are atoms made of? Particles. But particles only exist in a cloud of probability. We can't know for exactly where they are or where they're going. And I think that's a really good metaphor for a human life. You exist in a cloud of probability. And I'm saying this because I so often will be like, well, I live here and I have this job, so I guess I'll be doing that for the rest of my life. But like, what? No, there are like 4 billion different directions I could go in. You can always surprise yourself. You can always do something new. You can be 87 and be like, I'm going to try to get into the Bolshoi Ballet. I mean, the probability of that happening is fairly low, but you can still try. You'll still probably have a great time going to a ballet class and probably meet some cool people and also like build a lot of strength in your muscles. I mean, especially as I'm like kind of coming over the hill of the mid-30s and looking at 40, it's getting a little scary. I do feel this like narrowing sometimes of, oh, well, when you're 40, you'll basically be dead. And you can probably become a librarian or a nurse since you're a woman. Well, first of all, no one's going to hire you anywhere if you're because you're an old woman. So, yeah, isn't that great? But I think that is really only as true as I make it. And I don't want to make that true. Which leads me to the next resolution, which is, I can't remember. I'm just going to put star. Star resolution. Think less. Now, how do we do that, right? But I just realized, for me, thinking is like trying to drive a car that I have put grapefruit juice in instead of gas. It's like, it's not what makes things go. In fact, it kind of just messes everything up and fills everything with gunk. So I think... when those thoughts, like with that job, come up and I'm like, oh, but... Just gotta be like, you know what? Okay, I'm gonna do this. And I'm gonna be scared while I'm doing it. And I'm gonna feel stupid probably. And it's not gonna be perfect, but I'm gonna get it done. And that is what matters, because that's doing something to move the needle of my life forward. Which you may have noticed, brain, thinking doesn't really get anything done. I've been alive for 36 years. I think I've spent probably like 33 and a half of those years just stuck in my head. And have maybe experienced like 19 minutes of life in a real, alive, and present way. And hopefully I'll be alive for a few more decades and can experience some more life in a more present way. And here's what I realized. Your feelings and your thoughts don't have anything to do with how capable you are. So that is what I'm telling myself. Oh God, I'm so tired already from talking about these. Okay, well, too bad, I have more. Okay, resolution kitty, consistent art practice. This has been a goal of mine for many years now. And again, it's thinking about it too much that has really bollocksed everything up. Because my brain will be like, oh, you're going to do an art practice? Well, it has to be the same time every day. And you have to do it every day or you're a failure. And what are you actually going to make? And what if you don't do anything cool? And like, blah, 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 blah. That's all the fear. That's just fear. Facing the fear would be sitting down and trying to do anything. Honestly, just sitting down would be a win. And honestly, I think part of the reason I was so depressed really around the holidays was I thought I was taking care of myself by being just, I'll kind of get into these modes or these stretches of days where I like sleep in late, go to bed late, and I'm like, oh, but I'm like playing video games, I'm having a good time. But what I actually need to do to take care of myself is do the harder thing, because I have a very hard time like reconciling the idea that sometimes taking care of yourself is the harder thing. I kind of always want it to be take a nap, take a bubble bath. But to take care of myself and my future self, I need to put that little bit of work in, because it doesn't feel good. Staying up late and sleeping in late and only having played video games doesn't feel good in long stretches of time. You know, in moderation, of course. Totally great. That being said, I have accomplished a lot in Skyrim. I mean, these dragon masks aren't going to find themselves, okay? And you know, what happens too with getting into that cycle for me is it turns into procrastinating on my whole life. I'll be like, well, I'm gonna stay up late and play video games. I'll be a person tomorrow. I will try tomorrow. And I think what I'm really doing is like, I'm staying up late because I am afraid of just facing the real, a true day, like a morning. I'm like, oh, wake up at noon and then I don't have to be in the morning. Because the more day you have ahead of you, the scarier it is for me. Because there's, I don't know, more time to do things. So yeah, I'll just be like, oh, I woke up at noon today, but tomorrow I'll get up at dawn. And be alive on that day. Put off my life for one more day. But then, and you're like, surely it's just a day. I mean, it's not gonna do a lot of harm. But then you're like, oh, I've done that every day for the past 10 years. How did that happen? So I forget which resolution we're on. But I had some friends over before huge COVID spike. And we were talking about if you could find out when you were going to die, would you want to know? And at first I was like, oh God, no. And then I was kind of like, huh, maybe it would be helpful for me. If I knew I was going to die in 1 year, no big deal, what would I do differently? I've kind of been thinking about that. And it's not a scary thought. It's not really like morbid or anything. I think it's just kind of helps me to remember that life is happening right now. And the time to do things is now, not someday. Because that day will never come when you're just playing Skyrim every day until 1 a.m. Okay, I'm gonna wrap this up. So, what did we learn today? There you have it. Those are Gelby's resolutions. And the themes to remember for 2022. Face your fears. It's not a question of, do I feel like doing this? It's a question of, would I like to move the needle of my life incrementally towards greater joy and happiness? At least for me. Because let's be honest, if I only did hard things when I felt like it, I wouldn't have come out of the womb. I would still be in the womb. And God, that would be great. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I really, it did not come out as lucid or coherent as I would have hoped. I have all these like pages of frantic notes that were not very helpful for me. But hopefully you enjoyed it. So thank you so much for listening, earbuds. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. And don't forget to come and talk to me on Twitter at HannahLiesPod. You can also check us out on Instagram, and we have a Patreon! Patreon.com/HannahLiesThis, where you can become a patron for as little as $5 a month, I think, and get cool stuff and be privy to all of the, inner workings of the Hannahs. Why would you want that? Oh, wait, that's what this whole podcast is. Okay. Gosh, I'm not very good at promoting stuff. Anyways, you are great, and I will see you next time.